You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk our beloved four-legged heroes now in Guide Dog Blogs. And today we welcome back Jane Manley. Jane, thank you for joining us.
No, it's nice to be here. Thank you, Hubert.
So we've spoken about Rosie the guide dog, of course, the first time you came, but you've been recently matched with a new dog, which we'll be hearing about today. So can you tell us a little bit about the first time you met your new guide dog? We'll talk about his name also. But yeah, when was the first time you met your new hero?
So it's all very new, actually. So Chewy, my new four-legged friend, came into my life at a really important moment because Rosie, as people might remember, retired about 3 years ago. But sadly, she died in April. She died on the Sunday, and guide dogs called the following Friday to say that they thought they'd found another dog that would match me. And I had my initial overnighter with Chewy the following Monday. So that was a full week after Rosie's death, which somehow made this partnership feel sort of significant from the start. You know, in my head, it was almost as if Rosie was recognizing that I'm really useless without a dog and, you know, from over the rainbow had put something in place. But there's also this sense of beginning again with Chewy, you know, carrying something forward in all of the confidence that Rosie left me with when working with a guide dog, and also just understanding and recognizing again the sheer value of mobility and opportunity that being with a guide dog gives me. Certainly with Chewy, he's insane, he's small, he's lighter by about a third than Rosie, but when he's focused, he so far seems to be steady and thoughtful, and that certainly helped us when we were going through our 5 weeks of training. And most importantly for me in this initial session is that Chewy has bonded well with my sighted and hearing partner, Mark. And that question got answered really quickly when we had our overnighter, because Chewy just came up onto his chair, sat on his lap and plonked his head over Mark's shoulder for cuddles.
He sounds adorable. Now, I'm going to have to ask, the name Chewy, do we know the origin of that?
So he's a sponsored dog. He was born in Northern Ireland, and as I understand it, Northern Irish Scouts. Don't quote me on it because guide dogs are still coming back to me on it. But as we understand it, he's a sponsored dog by Northern Ireland Scouts, and he's named after Chewbacca from Star Wars. But I've got to say, it feels more like Chewy by name by nature sometimes.
Chewy's personality, I mean, what was the overnighter like? What was that like when you first had him round?
Oh, gosh. Well, he came across as really zany, crazily friendly, alert, hyper alert. But there were also times when he was really calm and grounded and gave this sort of air of quiet confidence. But we soon learned that there's also this Chewy around food when he's hyper excited because he's very distracted by food. But he really came across as a dog that was quite happy to settle down, quite happy to take things in his stride around the house. It was strange because obviously there was still the smell of Rosie around in some areas, although we'd, you know, washed her bedding and all her toys and things, but he was still looking for the dog that wasn't here, and that kind of speaks to his sensitive side, because when he's able just to be a dog, I've seen that he's very friendly, very sociable. You know, he'll rush up to the owners of dogs and go, "I'm here, love me." But he's also incredibly fast. He really loves that opportunity to be his own furry self. And a friend of ours has a whippet and he gives it a good run for its money, but he's only good on short bursts. And when the whippet comes back for more, Chewy just wanders off and focuses on sniffing with that attitude of, "Nah, I'm knackered, go away."
What was your training experience like? Because obviously training's different, you know, there's always changes when you train with your first dog to how you train with your second dog and things like that. How was your training experience?
Training period has been, for me, just as much about learning each other, so him as a dog and me as someone going into, you know, another guide dog. And I'm sure that's the same for everybody that listens to this, whether they're on their first or their ninth dog. And it's that process of building trust step by step. And for me, I really benefit from the wisdom of others who are training with me with their new dogs. When you're doing that residential phase of training, you know, when you're catching up at the end of a busy or hectic day, certainly for us in London, where we were all off on various routes using different types of transport. And certainly for some of us like me, getting used to, as you say, newer commands or remembering the correct way to turn left and right, rather than that, well, we just know this route rhythm that you get with your original dog. I find that being with others during that training session helps you stop giving yourself such a hard time if something doesn't feel as smooth with the new dog as it might have done with an earlier dog. And listening to those shared experiences and the feelings of others in a similar position, I'm more able to remind myself that, you know, nothing necessarily clicks on day one, but it comes. Because for me and Chewy, I work in London, but I also visit other cities for work, like Birmingham, Leeds, Sheffield, Peterborough, you know, zipping around here, there and everywhere. But my home environment is a smallish rural town. I've got horses at the bottom of the garden, deer come into my garden, we even have badgers loping around. So poor old Chewy has to get to grips with, you know, noise and chaos and lots of roads and busy traffic. And then he comes home and it's aeroplanes at the bottom of the garden and weird animals. So that training with others and talking about their lives and the environment their dogs are going to go to really helps me establish a sense of better connection, I think, with my dog.
When it comes to Chewy's standout work skills, what would you say are particular skills that he excels at so far?
Chewy shows at the moment a natural steadiness in the mane when he's working, which again does help me with the confidence building on routes that we're learning together. And he really seems to take his role seriously and leans into the harness when he's guiding me, which helps. And he also brings a sense of reliability to what he's doing. And embarrassingly for me, I have to admit that he offers Starbucks at St. Pancras every time and does loiter as we pass any other coffee shops, which is probably more a statement on my life than his ability.
My guide dog does also find a certain budget pasty shop, which is very common in London. And right next door to the exit out of St. Pancras Station, we figured out that Chewy by name, Chewy by nature, certainly. Does he have any other funny, quirky habits so far that you've spotted?
I think there is a sense that Chewy is developing his own little personality traits that are making me smile. But I've got to say, because we've only been together for a few weeks now, I think there is still much to know about him. I mean, I love at the moment how he settles down at the end of the day, grabs his favourite chew bone and just crunches away the stresses and strains of his work. And he's got this real rhythm, because once he's done that, he comes and sits between Mark and me on the sofa, and he's already knows which sofa he's allowed on, which is ours and not the visitor's one, and just, you know, laps up the strokes and cuddles. And when he's outside in the garden, Mark says he still looks really confused by horses, which are at the bottom of the garden behind the hedge. He doesn't seem to like owls. We have owls where we are. And certainly in the evening, if we're sitting outside and he hears them, he always comes back and sits by me. It doesn't feel he likes the sound. But we live really close to the runway at Gatwick Airport, and he's not fazed by aeroplanes at all. And it's still interesting to, especially in the morning, Mark always checks there are no deer in the garden before I let him out. But you can tell where they've been, because Mark says he runs around the garden following the path that they've taken. But it's also noting in his personality, he's really quick to identify who's a soft touch from amongst my neighbours and friends that he can manipulate into, again, strokes and hugs, which he loves.
Dogs are very good at that indeed, and Chewy sounds just as adorable. So I hope that your partnership very much develops into something fantastic. It's already sounding brilliant, and he already sounds like a lovable character. So that is fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Jane Manley, for coming on and telling us about Chewy the Guide Dog here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.